tied a little cord to the top of that can and lowered into the well and just let it touch the water. And then when dinner time came or supper time came, we'd go out and draw that milk up and cool, and it was delicious.
Okay, now, what do you call the...
Now, there's another thing. We had, for the butter and stuff, we had a dairy. And it was a little house right out there. After we quit using that for a dairy, my sisters and I used it for a playhouse.
Yes, sir.
And we'd take it broken furniture and dishes and so forth, you know, and build them, put rocks here and have any shelves all around and all, just the playhouse in there. So one Sunday afternoon, a cousin of mine came to see us. I was a little fella. And this girlfriend of his just wanted to kiss me in spite of the devil, and I didn't want to be kissed. Crazy fool. But anyhow, I was rather short-tempered, and so she just grabbed me on the hand, and I scratched it. And I shouldn't have done it.
Why?
Well, my mother led me to the dairy, and she had a handful of switches, and she gave me what a little boy should have, and the thing about it is she didn't give me quite enough. She left, and I thought she'd gone, and I started breaking things, just breaking dishes. So she came back and said, well, you're angry, aren't you? And I said, put off your pants. And I did, and she gave me a real whipping.
And she gave you enough that time?
That time I didn't. Oh, I was in the best humor when she quit. Yes, ma'am. So if that's enough about the date.
Okay, now what did you do the next time somebody tried to kiss you?
I kissed her.
Okay. Now, let's talk about cotton. Did you ever raise cotton?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Tell me about the work you did, or did you know,
well, the first thing you do, you prepare your land. Back in those days, of course, we prepared the land with mules and plows. We'd put on what we called a scooter and a Johnson wing. At first, we'd have two Johnson wings and open the row. And then we'd take off one Johnson wing, the left-hand Johnson wing, and have the scooter and the right-hand Johnson wing. You know what a scooter is?
No.
Well, a scooter is a plow, and that was the country name for a plow. It was used on a plow stop called a scooter. Had scooters and scrapes and turning plows and Johnson wings and so forth. Anyhow, we would what we call a list on this row.
Yes, sir.
And then after we listed on it, we'd break out the middle, and that'd make a bed. And then when we got ready to plant the cotton, we'd go right down the top of that bed with a guano distributor. And I know you like that word guano instead of guana. And so we would follow that with the cotton planter and the cotton seed. And then after it came up, we'd go in and sometimes we'd do what they call scratch it. Just take a hair and scratch it over to break that crust. Then pry it and then chop it out. And throw the date back to it. And from then on until finally the boll weevil got us, that is about all we had to do until it came time to pick the cotton. Cotton would begin to open in the fall of the year and we'd start to pick. And after we'd get it picked, we used to put 1,500 pounds of seed cotton into a wagon and we'd carry it off to the gin house. Now, I remember I went to the gin house with my father once and I had a great big old straw hat. Had an elevator there that you see that pulled the cotton up and it got my hat. And they managed to get the hat out of the breast of the gin, but it just nothing to it, you know, it just torn all to pieces.
Yeah. Okay. What about cotton and corn grow in a what? What do you call that?
Farming.
Okay.
Cotton. Huh?